We've been marking the approaching new year by getting the long view from people of long experience. Now here's a woman with the long view in music. She's an influential folk singer known by a single name, Odetta.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the big band ring.
Odetta Holmes Phileas Gordon was born on New Year's Eve. She turns 75 years old tomorrow.
I let the midnight special shine a light on me. I let the midnight special.
Is there one song you could name for us that you vividly remember from your very early years that you love to sing?
I remember I was told before we left Alabama that my grandmother took me to some function where she and her cronies were hanging out. And I came back and was sitting on top of a trunk singing a blues song. I don't know what that song was. And I think they had even given me a little sip of something. Anyway, it might well have been my first drunk performance.
Your first. Have there been others?
None of your business.
I'm here. You can talk to me.
Of course there have been. In Uppsala, at the university, men's club brought us in many, many years ago. But we had to go and drink schnapps and beer and eat before we did the concert. And so they led us kicking and screaming into the dining room. And so the glass would go up. And the singing, and then drink the beer. Now, that was the drunk performance.
This train don't care, no gamblers. After being born in Alabama, your family moved to Los Angeles when you were 6 years old. You were born at the beginning of the Depression in 1930. The Depression was still on in 1936. Do you remember anything of that journey across the country?
Oh, the journey. We were put on a train with enough food and boxes to serve an army because one should not starve on the way. And we were on the train when at one point a conductor came back and said that all the colored people had to move out of this car and into another one. That was my first big wound. That was my big, big wound that this music I've been able to work through.
Did your family take boxes of food because they did not think that they would necessarily be served along the way?
Oh, what do you mean think? They knew. They knew. We lived, it was still called Jim Crow in those days. And even if there was a restaurant there, we wouldn't be able to go and get something to eat.
Some people have said, and I'm trying to remember if you're among them, that folk music can be seen as a kind of secret history of America.
It is the history of America. And as I've been in it, I've found that we come from some powerfully strong, determined folks, whether we were kidnapped or we chose to come here. A lot of hard work just getting over through and to the next day.
What conveys that in a piece of music? It's not just the words, is it?
I think that there is something other than what the words are. I've oftentimes wondered, what is it about Amazing Grace? I mean, the words for sure, but there's something beyond what the melody and the words are. I don't know what that is. And maybe it's a good thing I don't know, because then I would tell you what it was, and then we start messing it up.
It's tempting to ask if you would favor us by singing a verse of Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was
blind, though now I see.
Well, Odetta, thanks very much for taking the time.
Oh, bless you. You've been a sweetheart. I thank you.
And hold on just a sec. Can you hold on just a second? This is Melissa Yeager-Miller.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
Oh, goodness. I'm the producer here in L.A., actually. And when I was telling my father that Steve was talking to you today, he told me about in 1972 in Aurora, Illinois, that you performed at the Amazing Grace Coffee House and had a sing-along of Home on the Range and said that it was about how we can sing differently, but we can all sing along. And it stuck with him, and it touched him so much that 30 years later, he really wanted me to share that with you.
Would you thank him for passing that on to you? And I tell him I also remember that evening. The place was a Quonset hut, and very hot, and the kids were absolutely wonderful, and I do thank him for reminding me of it.
I don't suppose you could leave us with a few bars of Home on the Range.
Oh, give me a home with a buffalo roam where the deer antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word. Skies are not cloudy all day.
That's The Long View from Odetta. You can hear more conversations at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Enjoy the new year. I'm Steve Inskeep.